This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers will go back to the Capitol for a special session next week to deal with spiking property tax bills. Governor Jared Polis announced the news this morning.
If we do nothing, Colorado homeowners are facing record property tax increases. There's already some relief that's been passed by the legislature for this year, but we have the ability to do more and, frankly, the responsibility to do more. The cost of inaction is too high.
Polis said he's asking lawmakers to pass a fix for next year and to create a panel to look at longer-term changes to property taxes. Property tax rates will be set next month, so lawmakers can't wait for the regular session in January to deal with the issue. Earlier this week, voters soundly rejected Democrats' first effort to lower property taxes, Proposition HH. A creek that feeds into the upper Roaring Fork River has been deemed uninhabitable by the Environmental Protection Agency. Samples taken from Lincoln Creek near Aspen show levels of metals exceeding water quality standards. Wildlife that rely on the creek, like native cutthroat trout, insects, and freshwater crustaceans, have either not been found or have been found dead or dead in parts of the creek. The EPA says the pollution appears to be naturally occurring, so the agency is not authorized to take action on the matter. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment has chosen two school districts to pilot a new program that will expand access to registered youth apprenticeships. Weld County School District RE3J and Colorado Springs School District 11 will use the program to increase awareness of apprenticeships for graduates. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.